Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Call. We want to give you, let you know what our topic is tonight, and our topic is knowing that wellness is an essential part of liberation. Should we take vaccines? And we will be right back as we continue with the music.
Chaos, confusion, and hatred reign supreme.
And yes, family, we are the drum calling our people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Good evening, and welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Dare to Win is the place where we have a sobering conversation about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path of making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed the exact methodology on how to build this machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join the conversation by telephone, call 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. And press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. And if you're on the computer and you need to go to the computer, you go to www.usliftingus.com. That's www.usliftingus.com, and click on the Ulun Radio tab, and then click on the globe where it says Listen Live. My name is Brother Thurman, and I'm your host for this evening's discussion, and I am joined by Sister Q, who, like myself, is a member of Ulu. The topic and the views expressed during this call do not necessarily reflect the values of Us Lifting Us LLC. We've got a great show this evening, and we welcome you to the call. Sister Q, how are you feeling this evening? And give us a few words of greetings to the family.
Peace, Brother Thurman, and peace to the rest of the family. It's
great to be here. I feel blacktastic.
Good word, good word. All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank everybody that's on the call. Knowing the topic question is, knowing that wellness is an essential part of liberation, should we take vaccines? And there's so much discussion concerning vaccines. To begin this conversation, Sister Q, tell us why, among the many discussion points, would you tell us why are vaccines free?
Okay, vaccines are usually given free, you know, to various people because they can, and they most often do, cause health problems that will enrich the pharmaceutical industry and other players in the disease management industry. So it's like, I'm going to make more money off of you if I give you this free shot, then you'll develop some disease condition that will generate more income for me. That's, we don't like to, like we talked earlier, that we are walking, talking widgets with dollar signs on our back. So when we have been programmed to think that free is always free, but with many things, free is not always cheap. And it comes with a big price on the other side. So that's how vaccines are used to reel you into the, to get you into the disease management system. Because a lot of people, you know, feel good. They don't go to the doctor. They don't have any need to. But if they keep taking the vaccines every year, as they're encouraged to do, particularly the flu vaccine, at some point they're going to need to go see somebody about the conditions that are growing in their bodies.
Good, good. All right, well, give us, so there's a lot of confusion concerning this vaccine issue, because when you look at, do your research and look and delve into it, the majority of the information that you'll run into, it appears purposefully, is suggesting that it's a good thing. And so, for example, I've seen pictures of babies, including African babies, that they're emphasizing. Well, I've seen pictures of an African baby with several syringes stuck in the baby's behind at one time, and of course the baby is screaming. But I ran across just maybe yesterday an image that suggested that that the research has shown that combined vaccines are safe and beneficial, you know, and up until recent times, you know, in the last decade or two, was no baby gets no vaccine, and now they're talking about multiple vaccines, but the World Health Organization is saying that combined vaccines are safe, and this is talking about giving several vaccines at the same time, and it has no negative effect on the child's immune system.
They know that that's not true. They know that that's not true. However, if they were to tell you how deadly the vaccines were, people would not take them, and they would not make the money that they can make from the vaccines themselves. For example, I would recommend it if people can find it. There's a film, a documentary. I got mine from YouTube. It's called Deadly Deception, and it was produced by Gary Null. It goes into great detail about the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry, and how the government agencies that we think are supposed to protect us and give us good advice actually have skin in the game. So they are basically lying through their teeth to get you to use their product or to take their product, because they have an ulterior motive. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is a subsidiary of the pharmaceutical industry. The agency owns more than 20 vaccine patents and purchases and sells $4.1 billion in vaccines annually. This was, I think he said this in like 2017. So this is kind of current information. And it's been said that CDC has become a vaccine company instead of an independent agency. And what I want to remind people is what we think of as government agencies are actually for-profit corporations. They're private business enterprises that are bound by the same mandates as other capitalist ventures. Profit is their main motivation. Profit is paramount to them. So if you think of the CDC as a private corporation that wants to make money, then you can understand some of the things that that the CDC promotes. Okay, this is also something that was on the same documentary. This lady's name is Ginger Taylor, and she says that the Health and Human Services, that's one government agency, through National Institutes of Health, which is another government agency, owns patents on all HPV vaccines and receives a percentage of the profits from each dose of Gardasil and Cervantes administered anywhere in the world. Remember, not too long ago, and I think it's still going on to some degree, they were pushing Gardasil for young women, I think, like 8 years old or something, like very young girls. They were promoting Gardasil for these girls, and then they decided that not only the girls need to take Gardasil, but boys need to take it as well to prevent HPV, which is the human papillomavirus. And a lot of damage was done to many of the girls that took that vaccine, and quite a number of them died. But that was, the thing is, profits are more important than how many people die. And as we go on, we'll find out that the intention is to kill off people anyway. So it doesn't matter that some people die when they get these vaccines, because the vaccine industry cannot be sued. That's a law in the United States. You cannot sue a vaccine industry, a vaccine manufacturer, if you or a loved one are injured or killed. Okay, the CDC has patents for vaccines for the flu, for rotavirus, hepatitis A, HIV, anthrax, rabies, dengue fever, West Nile virus, group A strep, pneumococcal disease, meningococcal disease, and several other diseases, yellow fever, palm creep virus, a whole bunch of diseases. CDC holds the patent. So what does that mean? That if I am a manufacturer of a vaccine, I have to pay the CDC to use their patent so I can make my vaccine. Okay, so the CDC is going to get paid every time vaccines, new vaccines come online. The vaccine business is currently a $30 billion a year industry, and the World Health Organization projects that it will reach $100 billion a year by the year 2025. So you know, they've got plans to boost the profits of that industry. One of the things that is kind of hard for me to wrap my brain around is how I guess you could say incestuous the relationship is between the various, what we think of as government agencies, as they push vaccines on people. It's said that the Gardasil, the patent for the Gardasil vaccine is owned by the National Institutes of Health. That's one so-called government agency. That vaccine is then recommended by the CDC, which is another so-called government agency. It is approved by the FDA, which is supposedly another independent agency. And the court that decides whether or not it has hurt your child is the Health Resources and Services Administration. So all four of these sister agencies are part of Health and Human Services. That means that Health and Human Services owns the patent, it approves the vaccine, it tracks whether or not it's safety, you know, it tracks whether or not it's safe after it's sold to the public, and it recommends it to the public, and is the judge and jury if you're injured by it. So you don't stand a chance. And this is supposedly a government agency that is in place to protect you, but it's not protecting the people who are having these vaccines pushed on them. It's protecting the vaccine industry, which the CDC is an integral part of. We think the Department of Justice has a job. It is supposed to defend people against scandal, you know, malfeasance and other things, all right? So the Department of Justice has become the lawyer for the vaccine industry, not the American people. The DOJ has no interest in investigating vaccine injury because they work for the vaccine industry. They defend Department of Health and Human Services against Americans who have been harmed. They are the CDC's lawyers against the vaccine injury victims. And why would they investigate your personal vaccine industry when they are the opponent's lawyer? So we get, again, another conflict of interest within the government as far as vaccines are concerned. So even though the Department of Health and Human Services recommends, we're talking about Merck's, the Gardasil vaccine now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends Gardasil for all teenagers as if it is a disinterested third party, but it does not say to families that it is a patent holder on the vaccine and receives a portion of the profits for every dose sold. So where do you get your informed consent if the people that are telling you that this is a safe vaccine, that you should take it, there's no problems with it, these people are the people that make it. They're not going to make money if you know the vaccine is not safe. So that's why, that's one of the reasons the information that you see in the media does not reflect the toxicity of the vaccines. And also to now, Google and YouTube are manipulating their algorithms so that if you look for information about vaccines that is, you know, evenly weighted, The people are not saying don't take vaccines or do take vaccines. They're just giving you all the information about the ingredients and outcomes of vaccines. It's very hard to find that anymore because they don't want that information.
I'm glad you brought that up because, and family members, I looked and I was having a hard time finding any, in terms of pros and cons, very little reasons why not to. And it was just reassuring the public that of all of these various so-called diseases that you could get, including measles, that if you didn't get the vaccines, that all of these various diseases, if it comes down on you, some of them could kill you. If you don't get the flu shot, they say that you could end up with pneumonia and a deadly form of pneumonia. But you're so right. You're telling the family, I'm just going verifying what you said, that something is out there that directs you to mostly only information that talks about all of the good reasons that these people are just there to serve us and to keep us healthy so that we won't get whatever. And my mind reflects on how many hundreds of thousands of years and millions of years, you know, that African people have been on this planet. And another thing, being that I brought up African people, so I was searching for the origins of vaccinations. And I kept getting directed to some European, whatever his name is, you know, in the 1700s. And I said, I don't believe it, because actually, if you go back to ancient Africa and Imhotep, you know, there's evidence of Africans being familiar with the subject of inoculations, but of course not with no toxic pharmaceutical poison.
Exactly. And that's a big difference. People don't know the difference. People don't
know the difference. But the information that they've got out there just suggesting that it's something that's absolutely necessary. And then you see images of, and I'm sure you're going to talk about Bill Gates, but Bill Gates goes around the world and over in Africa, and he's there with the people and the children, and he's just smiling, and he's bringing forth money to help to keep them well. And he looks like a good person.
We'll get to Bill Gates.
Hold on just a minute. Family members, ideally you're taking notes. This is a very, very serious matter, and people really got to make a decision, and it should be evidence-based decision. And you're hearing some information that that you have to look to find, but it helps us to make a good decision. And anybody that's on the internet, if you want to have a question or comment, you can call us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press the number 1 on your phone when you're ready to ask your question or comment, and we'll recognize you and put you in the queue. And sister, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, family member, we want to continue on with the conversation tonight. The topic question is, knowing that wellness is an essential part of liberation, should we take vaccines? And so if we're talking about liberation, us lifting us is about taking control of the economics of our community, which is a part of the necessity in the world that we're in, that we are economically liberated. But we also need to be liberated in many other areas. The lane that us lifting us is our major model, and what we're focusing on is about economic liberation. But to have economic liberation, that's not all of it, and we also need to be well and functioning. And so we're discussing this subject about vaccines because if what we need to do is trust these organizations to inject us, if that's part of what will help us to be liberated and be well and live for a long, long time, we need to take a look at it. But if we're being misled, we need to know what the real deal is. So, Sister Q, would you continue on with where you left off?
Okay. What I want to do is share some of the ingredients that are known to be in vaccines. And I think that is the way. Go ahead.
Do you have an option? Are any of them organic?
I don't think any of them are organic. Yeah, you have mercury.
Mercury.
I don't know if they use or. Well, yeah, you know that they allow in drinking water. They allow some mercury, but it says it's only 2 parts per billion that's allowed in your drinking water. But in vaccines, they put 25,000 parts per billion. So that's quite a lot more mercury in your vaccine than is allowed in your drinking water. And mercury has already been linked to autism, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Knowing that mercury is in the flu shots, right, the flu vaccines, and senior people are being told to get a flu shot every year,
yes,
we can then begin to understand that the dementia and the Alzheimer's and the mental decline of elders is it's more than coincidental, we could say like that. It's documented that the mercury plays a significant role in that. They say that's one of the reasons. It's kind of like, you know, well, I give you the vaccine that contains the mercury that causes you dementia, and then now I can give you a drug for the dementia. Okay, and we're going to talk later about trying to get some of this stuff out of the body. Also, formaldehyde is in your vaccines. Formaldehyde is an embalming fluid. It's linked to multiple cancers and to leukemia. If it's egg protein is put in there, so if you are wanting to be vegan or stay away from animal products, you can't and take a vaccine. There's sucrose and gelatins, which are, you say, foods, but why are you injecting the food into your bloodstream? Okay. Polysorbate 80 is known to cause liver toxicity. It's never been tested for injection into the human body. Polysorbate 80 is known to cause problems even as a cosmetic ingredient, and they're putting it into your vaccines. Aluminum salts, which also are known to cause Alzheimer's and dementia. There's penicillin and sulfa drugs, which cause severe allergic reactions. Let's see, the thimerosal, which they don't call mercury anymore. They call it thimerosal, and it's known to cause autoimmune disease and inflammation. And the Alzheimer's and dementia is classified as an inflammation of the brain. Also, to autism is an inflammation of the brain cells. There are embryonic guinea pig cell cultures. There are human embryonic lung cultures. That means, you know, they call aborted fetal tissue. When they talk about the selling of aborted fetuses and things, this part of it does end up in your vaccines. Part of the material,
no,
the tissue.
Nice people wouldn't do that. Nice people wouldn't do that. I didn't want to interrupt you. Aborted fetuses.
I'm just going too far now, huh?
No.
They have recombinant DNA, which is they manipulate and combine DNA from two different sources and make another DNA kind of thing. So they add bacterial DNA to the human gene for saline. That's one kind of DNA they put. They put plant DNA and bacterial DNA, and they put mouse DNA with human DNA. And so they also found recently, they traced back a DNA that they found in people that it came from an aborted male. DNA was, so it's like you have a whole new human being in you because you injected the whole DNA of another person into yourself. And when you understand that, then you understand why the pharmaceutical industry say they own your DNA, because your DNA has been altered by the DNAs that they're putting into these vaccines and things, and you're no longer you. You're, you know, another creature, so to speak, at the DNA level. Also, in vaccines, you have glyphosate. The common name is Roundup. They put that in vaccines. So the MMR vaccine from Merck has 2.671 parts per billion. There are other vaccines, I can't really pronounce the name of them, and all of them have less than that. But still, Roundup is not something that you want to be injecting into yourself, your body. And then there's stainless steel nanoparticles and industrial waste that winds up in the vaccines. They say that the elimination half-life for aluminum from the human brain is 7 years, which can result in cumulative damage. So if you're taking vaccines and continue to take vaccines and continue the vaccines, that's part of the reasons for the brain damage that causes the autism, the dementia, and the Alzheimer's. And those are the most recognized diseases, but there are other, they said there's an autism spectrum. So there are a lot of things that go on that are basically brain damage and nerve damage because of these vaccines. And I meant to look and see how many vaccines children are expected to take, what the schedule is, and I forgot to look that up. So, but I know that I think I saw that by the age of 6, a child has had 74 injections of these multiple.
Sister, yes. Sister Q, please. That is too much. Look, there's elders, Sister Q. That haven't had nowhere near, maybe not even a dozen in their life. And you just named the number. Maybe that was a misprint. They couldn't.
Well,
I mean, could there be some beings? Sister Q, would you just hold that point? We got a caller. We want to let caller. He may be kind of in disbelief also. But this is too much. This is a real, real serious topic, family members. Call them with the last four numbers, 3440-3440. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from with your comment or question.
Greetings, Brother Thurman and Sister Q's. Good to hear you on the call. This is Brother Shabaka, and I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. You got a very dynamic show today, and Sister, the information that you are exploding is mind-boggling. What I wanted to ask you, and I know you may speak about it a little later, is some of the things that we might use to protect ourselves, because as you know, as you lead it up to just a few seconds ago, our young people, in fact, in some states, you know, you're required to take vaccines or else you would not be able to go to school. So appreciate, you know, if you could share with us maybe some of the things that we can use, and I'm sure you got that coming up. And, you know, the information, sort of like Brother Thurman himself, I went on the Internet in preparation to try to get some of the things about some of the negative effects of vaccines. I didn't see very much, so if you have somewhere that you can direct us to, that would also be very helpful. Thank you very much, and I'll wait to hear your response.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Shabaka. What I think I'm going to do is put what you asked for next, so it'll definitely be in the program. Like I said, Google has changed their algorithms of late. Also, YouTube has. So that if you just search for vaccines, I saw an article a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't find it today. Yesterday when I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. They don't want people to understand how toxic vaccines are. And one of the reasons is because the pharmaceutical industry is a big sponsor to many things, and there's an agenda behind all of this push for vaccines. So they know the vaccines are what they call, the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So if they would just say that, it would be the truth. The Supreme Court said that, but I don't even know if you could find that online. I haven't tried to look for it lately. Most of the information I'm having is old information that I have been collecting over time. So, but like I said, yesterday I was trying to find some new stuff and I really couldn't find it. To answer your question about things that we can do, let's see. We know that some states allow for exemptions from vaccines. They allow for medical exemptions, religious exemptions, and philosophical exemptions. And I understand that there are states now that are making it even more difficult. They're banning that. They don't want you to be able to be exempt for any reason. So, and as far as religious exemption goes, I remember a few months ago that like the Pope and the Dalai Lama or some religious head of organization was saying that people should get vaccines. So what has been said regarding religious exemptions is your personal religious belief. You can say it's my personal religious belief that I should not be putting these toxins in my body or in my child's body. And they can't say, well, the Pope said you should take vaccines. It's not the Pope's choice. It's my choice, my religion, my relationship with my creator that tells me not to do that. There was a time when you could also find a letter that you could draft and give to the person who's trying to insist that you take a vaccine and say, what the letter basically says is you're going to hold that person responsible for any damage since they're trying to force you to take a vaccine. You say, okay, you signed this letter saying that you will take responsibility for anything that happens to me or my child You'll pay the medical bills, you'll do this, you'll do that, you'll do the next thing. You sign that and I'll take it and then have it. You know, and most people won't sign, so that'll get you out. You know, if you're not going, if you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is, go away and leave me alone. The others, what you asked about, some of the damage that's caused by vaccines can be reversed. You can do like purifying the blood cleansers. You can clean the colon. Some of the gut problems that people are having now, the leaky gut and all that other stuff, some of that has been linked back to vaccines. Chelation to remove the heavy metals, particularly the mercury and the aluminum. And you can do things to strengthen your immune system. There's some things some of us of a certain age know about, like 666, castor oil, some of these things that our grandparents gave us to do, eating your greens, dark green leafy vegetables do have a chelation type of effect, so they will pull stuff out. So if you clean out your, do your best to clean out your body. Oh, also too, there's an essential oil called Thuja, Thuja, that is recommended if you have a vaccine. Using that oil will reverse some of the effects of the vaccines. So that's basically what I had for that part. And you mentioned Bill Gates. Okay, so we're going to talk about Bill Gates now. Brother Thurman, is it okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about, you mentioned Bill Gates. Bill Gates had a campaign to eliminate wild polio from India, okay? And before his campaign began, there were about 10 cases per year of wild polio in a particular district in India. I don't remember the name of the district. Excuse me. And after his campaign, there were over 50,000 cases of polio after 3 years. So you basically went from 30 cases in 3 years to 50,000 cases in 3 years because of Bill Gates' vaccine campaign. Excuse me. In 2011, doctors in India reported that young people were being crippled on high numbers after receiving the oral polio vaccine. That's what Bill Gates had brought to India. The children were crippled and permanently disabled as a result, a direct result of the vaccine. They knew what it was. If you listen to what is being said about Bill Gates now, is like he eradicated wild polio in India. That's the story they're telling. What they're not telling is the other side, which is that he caused many people who would not ordinarily have had polio to develop polio. And one of the games that they play is, he's talking about wild polio, which is they recognize as being polio. What happens is after you're vaccinated, after you take the oral vaccine and you develop paralysis and the other symptoms of polio, they don't call it polio because you've been vaccinated against polio. So you can't have polio. You have paralysis. Do you understand? They play games with the words, is basically what I'm saying. So they're not going to, they generally don't admit that you, they get, you received, you got the disease from the vaccine. They'll say, oh no, that, and that's how they were able to say they eradicated polio in America in the, was it 1950s or something? After all the children were vaccinated and had the polio vaccine, if they came down with paralysis, well, it was not polio because they've been vaccinated. Or they say, well, they were vaccinated today and 3 months later. So they would make a cutoff date. Anybody that develops paralysis after, say, 3 months, that's not polio. Even though it is,
wow.
they won't define it as polio. And that's how they play with the numbers and things. So anyway, what Bill Gates has said is that the problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050. And we've got to make sure that we help out with the tools now so they don't have an impossible situation later. Bill Gates' favorite tool for population control is vaccine. He has admitted that more than one occasion that he thinks that vaccines are a good way to control the population or, yeah, decrease the population of the world. Okay, that's Bill Gates. Now, what happened in Kenya, this was recently, within the, I would say maybe like 7 years, because I remember reading about it, but I didn't really collect the evidence. I just was reminded of it through this documentary, Deadly Deception. In Kenya, there's a Dr. Wahani Injura, who is an OBGYN and a member of the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association. He and his team discovered that the tetanus vaccine introduced by the World Health Organization were laced with the sterilizing hormone, HCG. The vaccine was given only to women between the age of 14 and 49. That's childbearing age. Okay. This was deliberately done by the World Health Organization. This is one of the reasons that we say we don't want any UN or any of those aid organizations in Africa, because they're really over there killing the people. Okay. So then after they got rid of the Catholic bishops and everything, they were like, no more, we're not having no more tetanus vaccines coming here, because they saw what they were doing. Then they came in with the oral polio vaccine that was targeted to men and young boys, and it contained a derivative of estrogen hormone, which stopped men from producing sperm. All of this is in Kenya. This is, you know, like first the women, then the men. That was what they would do. This, they were caught red-handed, you know. And it's like, well, we're over here talking about ingredients like chemicals, but what are they putting hormones and other crazy stuff in the vaccines that are being given here? Are they giving boys estrogen? Are they, you know, what's up? Because they said last year, for the first time since they've been keeping the numbers in the U.S. had a negative population.
For the first time in the year.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Family members, this is just some extremely powerful information. And we're coming. We need to be here for 5 hours or 10 hours. This is really deep stuff. And you're talking about the estrogen in the boys, and that's adding another dimension to this attack on the people and the population, and to make them infertile or whatever. Just as a reference, you had mentioned earlier Gary Null, spelled Gary Null, N-U-L-L.
Yes.
And that film was called Deadly Deception, and that would help give – and Gary Null is a researcher that's been on the scene for years, right?
Yes. Same Gary Null. Yes.
Yeah, and he's very deeply involved in natural health from a research kind of scientist perspective. Is that right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and the film is called Deadly Deception, and I just want to bring it up to the family so that you can go check this out for yourself, because we need to be definitely focused on evidence-based information. And I also like to just add quickly is that there's Natural News on October the 23rd, 2019. He did a piece about India that's involved in their advancing a program to microchip people around the world through vaccinations, meaning that when they urge you to get your flu shot and whatever else because they say you need it, in that is a chip that they're not telling you about, and that humans will soon be microchipped, tracked, and ultimately controlled, and also simultaneously as of now. And this was 10/23/19, October 23rd, 2019, Natural News. And that particular link is at the Us Lifting Us Facebook page last Tuesday, November the 5th. You want to look that up. But it talks about in Texas, they are presently actually injecting homeless people with vaccinations that's got this chip in it. And their intent is to set the world up where you cannot have jobs and have access to have been in business and to sell things, and eventually you can't even travel unless you get a vaccination, and the vaccination is going to have the chip, so that regardless of who you are, homeless or whatever, you don't have a cell phone, they can follow you. And family members, we've got to close out this hour, but I want to say in ending, this is another one of the necessary continuing education topic that Us Lifting Us puts forward, brings to the people, evidence-based information, but realize that it's necessary more than ever that we band together to build economic power amongst ourselves to help to buffer and help us to find some ways that, for one, we would be able to afford all of our people to, as a family and as our children, to afford the items that she talked about, the green leafy greens and other green foods that will help to detox us. And as the days goes on, and the end of the month come, and the end of next month, these next 90 days or whatever, in the detoxing, tell me real quickly, Sister Q, would we be able to celebrate pilgrims and eat turkey and ham and stuff like that and still be able to do the detox? Or would that be a no-no?
I don't think you – well, no. If you want to do your last Thanksgiving, do your last one, and then do the detox and don't do any more. You know, some people do it that way. They have that last hurrah and then go on to do, do what they know they need to do.
Let's encourage you not to do it at all, because pilgrims are good people. So family members, anybody that's new on the call, it's essential that we pool our resources. And Us Lifting Us have in place a very effective cooperative economics model that's well laid out, already in place. And cooperative economics is our salvation to this brutality of capitalism. And cooperative economics is not something new, something that we just found or we found from some Europeans, because we are the original people with the original economics, which was cooperative economics. And if you are not a part of Us Lifting Us, it's vital that you take a real, real good look, because we need to pool our resources and build economic power and have our own stores where we can have our own food and the green plants and the essential oils that Sister Q mentioned, but we need to be able to, we got to position ourselves where we're growing our own and being able to go to the marketplace and build institutions and empires where we can truly liberate ourselves once again. And if you're not a member, please go to our website at usliftingus.com, and that's www.usliftingus.com, and take a close look at our information, and then fill out the online application to apply for membership. And you do have to apply for a membership. You send that in, including the $50, which is the annual member dues. And when Us Lifting Us Home Office receives that application along with that first year's dues, one of the Us Lifting Us board members will contact you to discuss your desire to join the organization. And once you do, then once you approve, then you have voting rights within the organization. And there's other options where you can go to the next level where you could actually purchase an investment unit to qualify for profit sharing dividends. So make sure you go to the website if you have not already done so, usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com. And also, if you've got further questions concerning Us Lifting Us, you can email us at info@usliftingus.com. That's info@usliftingus.com. And our home office telephone number is 404-592-2780. 404-592-2780. And any members that's on the call, if you're not up to date with your dues, and if you are not already doing a monthly contribution towards an investment unit, please do so. We've got to pool resources. We've got no choice. What was said this evening, that Sister Q brought forth the information that's real, you know, not something that was made up, but there's some cruel people that are doing these things, and we've got to band together, circle up amongst ourselves, and have each other's back for real to survive this madness, because the intent is to drive us nuts, like the last poet said, and they're bringing forth the last poets back in the 70s. They had a piece that said automatic, push button, remote control, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul. And it was very rhythmic. Automatic, push button, remote control, synthetic, genetic, demand your soul, and driving you nuts. But we got to do something about it. We got to stand up to do something about it in the ideal way that we would do it with each other. But powerful economics and building powerful economic empires once again is a major piece that we must achieve. And Sister Q, would you just for a minute or so before we get off the air, please give us, number one, I want to, for all of the family that's listening around the world on the internet, applaud you, because the information you said is hurtful to the heart. But it's also vital that we know this stuff. And please give us some last words.
Okay. One of the things I want to share is there is a vaccine adverse event reporting system, so that if you or someone you know has been injured by a vaccine, there's a government agency to report these things. So it's VAERS.HHS.gov. So, and that stands for the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, Health and Human Services.gov. So VAERS. .HHS.gov. So you can report, because they say they think 90 to 99% of injuries that are caused by vaccines are not even reported, because most people don't know there's a place to report it. Most people don't know that they can get compensation. There's a government fund to help people who have been injured, and it's not really promoted, even though the number of claims is going up substantially lately in recent years. So I wanted to make sure people know that for yourself, mm-hmm. your friends, or, you know, family members. If you think you've been injured by a vaccine, report it.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for the very informative information that you brought, along with your spirit. And family members, we got to be serious about our survival in all areas. And economics is a major one. Our wellness is a major one. And so in these coming days, over the last days of this calendar year, this is just my vote. Don't be celebrating pilgrims or nobody that's flying, some mysterious person. And be serious about our wellness, and don't commit Nutricide. Nutricide is a book put together by Dr. Africa. And Nutricide right. stands for the nutritional destruction of the black race. The nutritional destruction of the black race. And the original cover had a reef around it that was donated by the sugar, the lard, and the meat companies, with dollar bills and flowers around it. And it was saying, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, they ate themselves to death by eating the sugar, the lard, and they made a lot of money, and they donated a reef to their burial site. Family members, we will be back with Us Lifting Us. Call next Thursday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to bring forth some more vital continuing education. Thank you so much.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside.